Every week we visit with our friend Ron Sanford, who is president and CEO of Metairie Bank, and Ron gives us some perspective on financial issues involving all kinds of different things during this pandemic and these times in which we live. Ron, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Thanks, Scoot. My pleasure to be here.
All right, so let's talk for a minute about financial abuse of seniors. How are seniors being abused financially?
Well, I think it's becoming more and more a widespread problem, Scoot. And if you think about it, we still have 10,000 Americans a day are turning 65. And financially, those are the people with most of the money. Bank deposits, over 70% of bank deposits are with seniors who are 60 years or older. So that's where the money is. And the crooks are out to get it. And so you see instances of seniors suffering from financial exploitation. My goodness, almost every day. So one of the things I wanted to just talk about was what are some of the signs of that.
Yeah.
And see
yeah.
if we couldn't get people to be on the lookout.
Well, give us some examples. I mean, we all know about scams and frauds that are going around, and some of them really sound really really good. I mean, I about a year ago, I gave up $780 for this incredible Vegas vacation that I was going to get, and it turned out to be a scam. And I can't believe that I was so stupid, but I'm telling you, the guy did a good pitch, and I don't know, I believed it. So I went with it. I thought, this is going to be great. I'm going to have a great time in Vegas. And it turned out to be a scam. But what are some of the subtle ways that scammers are getting to seniors, or anybody for that matter?
Yeah, well, and that's what's so bad about it, is because even you and I and fairly normal, aware people can be taken advantage of by some of these scammers. So it's really important for us to be on the lookout for our parents and some of those who may be somewhat diminished in capacity as the older they get. But they range from just telephone calls. You've heard of the scams of people calling and saying you owe the IRS money and you need to go buy some gift cards to pay the IRS immediately. You'd think that would ring alarm bells, but sometimes it doesn't. To the internet scams of the Nigerian prince who wants to send you money to deposit because he doesn't trust it to be deposited in his own country, to romance type scams.
I've gotten a few of those. Somebody wants to give me like money, all this money. They want to give me all this money. And I can't tell you how many people have contacted me about from companies, allegedly representing companies, that want to advertise on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page.
Right.
And yeah. As much as I would love to be making that extra money, and it's really good money, it seems like it's all a scam.
It does. You just have to be wary of almost everything. Anytime somebody calls you that you don't recognize the phone number, the older you get, the less likely you should be to answer that.
I mean, you should be wary when we call you.
Yeah. Exactly. But there's particularly in the banking scene now, Scoot, a couple of years ago, the Louisiana legislature passed laws that really make it possible for bankers to deny or refuse to accept certain transactions if they suspect elderly abuse. And that's in an instance to prevent something from happening, like somebody goes to make a withdrawal that they've been coerced into. We can actually refuse to make that and investigate that if people will report that to us, if family members will let us know they suspect something. Maybe a friend is starting to go to the bank with one of your relatives that just came out of nowhere. Maybe all of a sudden the bank statement's not coming to their house. It's going somewhere else. Maybe they're writing checks to somebody as a loan or a gift or checks that they can't explain. We as family members should be keeping a close eye on parents and relatives and looking for signs of that. Maybe caregivers Or starting to take her checkbook and write some checks. And
yeah, because think about this. I mean, if you've got parents with like some money, if scammers get their money, then when your parents pass away, it's going to be less for you.
Well, absolutely. And less for them in their old age anyway.
So, and less for them too, yeah.
You bet. And there's people that make a living doing that. And that's the sad part of it.
Yeah.
And I would like to mention, if you see something like that, you see an elder or senior being exploited financially, call Adult Protective Services. It's a state agency of the Louisiana Department of Health. I'll give you their phone number, 833-577-6532.
Wait, it's 833-577-6532.
And that is Adult Protective Services, and that's what they're there for, to combat senior exploitation.
Okay, it's a great number to have.
You bet. Yeah. And we all need to be on the lookout, because we're all susceptible.
These people are
really good at what they do. And
I'm so embarrassed. I mean, I don't even want to admit this on the air, but it's true. I mean, I fell for this scam Vegas vacation, and it sounded so good, and I mean, I just lost $780. I mean, it could have been worse, I guess, but I lost that, and it's just, it's embarrassing. But you know, it happens to people who even think they're the ones who are very much aware of stuff.
Exactly, and they use that. They use the fact that it's embarrassing to be the subject of a scam to think you won't report it, you won't tell anybody, and they just keep on trucking and make that next phone call. So you have to be able to share that information if and when it happens to you. It's a shame.
All right, Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank. Thank you again for your expertise.
You bet. Thanks so much, Scoot. Enjoy the weekend.